Compare and contrast. Those were two words that I heard all the time growing up.
Are you talking about like the diagram with the two overlapping circles?
Exactly. And you know what? My circles never really looked quite right. Like no matter how many times I drew them, one was always smaller or uneven than the other one.
Well, what's your point, Melissa?
Okay. So anyway, the compare and contrast technique worked. That's why I had to use it so much. And you know what? Jesus, the greatest teacher ever, used that method also.
Like in this Sunday's gospel?
Exactly. Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Veronica. So what were you saying?
I was talking about the Pharisee and the tax collector praying in the temple. So the Pharisee thanked God that he wasn't a disgraceful man and started listing off things that should please God, like fasting and tithing. Meanwhile, on the other side of the temple, the tax collector wouldn't even look up, and he called on God's mercy. Jesus said that the exalted will be humbled and the humbled will be exalted.
So are we going to compare and contrast now?
Yep. And you can start.
Oh, well, one difference I noticed is that the Pharisee names all the things that he was doing. Fasting and tithing are great as long as they're done in the name of God and not for our own ego. We need to keep a humble mindset and remember that what we're doing is for God, not for ourselves.
Another major difference is the length and complexity of their prayers. I think that there is something beautiful about the short, simple prayer of the tax collector. You could tell that it came from his heart. And that reminds me that not all of my prayers have to be long and well thought out.
We challenge you to write your own prayer and pray it silently every day for a week. It can be however long or short that you want it to be, as long as it comes from the heart.
And we'll see you here next week. Bye!